Texans Training Camp. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Tyler told me, hey, guys, you know, don't get nervous. Don't get concerned about this. As I said, coming up here in a little bit, the Astros are looking to sweep the Diamondbacks a little day. Baseball, we will keep you abreast and updated on what's happening there.
Yeah, we will.
Did want to let you know, here's the lineup. Fermel, why not? He's leading off today. Yep, and of course,
there's
you guessed
one
it.
Space Cowboy.
You guessed it, in the two spot, Victor Caratini. Yep, why not? That's normal. Trammell, Victor Caratini. Walker, he's the DH tonight. Vic's playing first base today. Or not tonight, but today. Diaz is catching and in the cleanup spot. The hero, Bryce Matthews, second base, is batting fifth. Dubon is at short. Cooper Hummel is in the outfield.
Another space cowboy.
Chaz McCormick's in the outfield. And Shea Whitcomb is at third base today. And this is where Tyler said, hey, don't freak out. Because there is no Cam Smith or Jose Altuve in the lineup. And Joe Espada said, Altuve's hand is fine. If you missed it there, when he gave the Astros that insurance run on the wild pitch, looked like, I don't know if he stepped on his foot or he ran into his foot or whatever. He came up with his hand, giving him some issues. Altuve, his hand is fine, according to Joe Espada. It was a targeted planned day off for both Altuve and Cam Smith. That's an interesting thing to have them both have a planned off day for both of them on the same day with this lineup.
Yeah. Why not? Hey, look, if Altuve would have, with this, I mean, I'm glad he explained this because I watched Altuve after that. I was a little concerned. I watched his ass in the dugout and the camera panned over about 2-3 times. His little celebration after they reviewed it and said he's safe. His third high five is with his left hand. And I immediately said, that damn hand's fine. I don't grab it no more. Just everything's fine. And so today to come out and need to explain, I'm glad you did that. Because if this would have been a, hey, man, his ring finger on his left hand is jammed and he can't really grip a bat, I'd be like, well, he had no problem high-fiving that sumbuck in the dugout.
But it hadn't got away from him.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Swelling hadn't took
him and Cam off on the same day.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And my color's on the 15-day IL with a blister.
Wonder how long he's had
that. By the way, was that a real quick? I know we want to go somewhere else, but last night, and Bryce Matthews is clearly he's clearly the headliner here. He's
feeling it.
But real quick on the lineup. Was that an all-time low last night when Trammell pinch hit for Chaz McCormick?
You'll come at me about white boy Chaz.
Chaz McCormick went from feeling pretty good. What was he batting, fourth or fifth?
Had to get a lefty.
Hey, man, this is I got my shot here.
Got to get lefty.
And all of a sudden, eighth inning, game on the line, one run game.
Good move, right?
Pinch hitter. Ended up real well. Got a great at bat.
Yeah.
Walk. Got a walk.
And there and led to the Bryce show.
And got Bryce a plate appearance, and Bryce went yard. Yeah, no, it ended up great, but I thought that right there, I think that may be my defining moment with Chaz, where I quit.
I think we're about to see old Chaz shipped out of here in these coming days.
Get out of here, man. He's in the lineup. All right.
I think we're going to
so is Hummel.
The offensive line, that's
so
going to be
Shea.
That's going to be the, well, not back-to-back. Anyway, the offensive line is going to be a big conversation point for a while, and D'Amico knows it as well.
They're all fixable.
Well, they better hope so. I was talking to John McClain out there today. He said that's the number one thing. Hell, I don't know what's. I said, what's going on? How you feel about the team, man? I don't know. Don't matter until this. Till we see what this offensive line does. So I think it's clearly the big point there of improvement for this team. Here was D'Amico with his thoughts. This was his second question about the offensive line, in which D'Amico answered.
When it comes to the offensive line success, the offensive success, it'll never change. It's about all 11 guys is working together. And I know there's a ton of questions about the O-line. We'll continue to grow. Our guys will be, they'll be where they need to be. They'll do their job. They'll handle it the right way. But we'll see how everything shapes out. But it starts with just the mindset and the intent. Our coaches have done a great job of putting the work in there. Our players are doing a great job putting the work in. Now it's just a matter of when we snap the ball, right, on game day, whenever that is, we just got to go do it. It's not going to be about the talking. It's just going to be about us showing you. And I know, again, I'm going to get a ton of questions about the offensive line and what it looks like. Like, you guys will see what it looks like when we line up across from another team and we get a chance to actually compete in live reps. Me talking to you is probably not going to convince anybody here. You're going to keep asking me questions. I'm not going to convince you. I can't do a good enough job. Right? It hasn't changed, but we'll see what it looks like, man. I'm excited about the group because I know they'll be better.
All right, he said he'll know they'll be better, and he understands it, man. It's as he can sense. We'll learn more about it when they get on the field.
Ooh.
Well, I'll ask you this, Clint. You've been through OTAs. You've been through mandatory minicamp. We've sat and watched them. You saw day one of training camp. Do you feel like you've learned anything more about what this offensive line is going to look like?
Not the legitimate offensive line, no. I love what the coaches are saying. I absolutely love what D'Amico Ryans just said right there. Don't blow smoke, man. Don't blow smoke. Don't act like you know this thing is going to be significantly better. Hell, I think it's safe to say they're going to be better. I think with CJ having more control, Nick Caley will be better. The new O-line coach will be better. You being looking, watching those guys on a daily basis and demanding something different out of them will end in a better product. But I love what D'Amico said. I'm not going to promise anything. I'm not going to try to convince you. We'll all see together when rubber meets the road and these guys have to play each other, have to play a different team and actually get physical with a defensive line that's bringing it. We'll all see together. I love what D'Amico had to say. To your question about the offensive line, I think what I learned today is that it's more of a it's more of a competition at more positions than I thought. They started practice today, and it was Ariante Ursery at right tackle, Titus Howard at right guard, Jarrett Patterson at center, Lakin Tomlinson at left guard, and Cam Robinson at left tackle. And that was the ones for the majority of practice until the team period hit. And when the team period hit, it went Blake Andrews at center. It went Juice Scruggs at left guard. Titus Howard at right guard. Now Blake Fisher was in at right tackle. And Ariante Ursery had swung around to the left tackle.
Really trying to throw us off the scent.
Juice Scruggs was not in the two deep in the majority of practice. And all of a sudden they go team. He's starting at Lakin Tomlinson's spot. It looks to me, Ron, like with the exception of really Titus. But I think Lakin Tomlinson's probably pretty secure in that left guard spot. But I think with the exception of Titus, it looks like they've told this offensive line group, hey, man, I'm not going to tell you who's one, who's two, who's three. I need all you jokers to be ready. And when I call your name, get in there and play the best, but get the best rep that you can possibly get. And they literally are seeing how does Juice Scruggs respond in the first hour of practice being the third team? How does Ariante Ursery respond to going from the right side to the left side of the line, right? How does Jake Andrews respond to Patterson getting first team reps the entire first hour of practice? Like, how do you respond? How do you stay ready? How does everybody work together? And ultimately, I think it's going to create some competition, but it's more of a competition up front at several positions than I thought.
No, right? it definitely looked like either one, which I don't think they're doing, trying to kind of hide what they're trying to do.
No, I think it's intentional.
Or they are still legit in, as you said, multiple competitions.
Yep.
But multiple at center. Like this, to be honest with you, through all the practices I've been to from OTAs and mandatory minicamp, this is the first time that Andrews hasn't been running out with the ones at center. Like, that was the first time he wasn't doing it. Yeah, it was weird that Cam, it was like they want to keep Cam Robinson and Lakin Tomlinson together because that time when they run with the, when they were the twos, they were together.
Yeah.
The twos. So, yeah.
Which again, that makes sense to me. I like that level of that depth in your thinking here of, I'm not going to sacrifice my guys getting reps together side by side, but I do need to get this thing rotated through and get the other guys a bunch of reps. So I like the thought of keeping guys together where you can.
All right, we'll get you ready and let you know what's happening in Arizona as the Astros will be starting soon. And we got to talk about it, man. Hey, we touched on it a little bit. Bryce Matthews, boy, he is coming on, and I feel much better about what I said yesterday. And I do think this is going to be your starting second baseman moving forward. Your thoughts, we'll discuss that as we continue right here live.